Good morning. This is Ed Wilson, the Microsoft Scripting Guy, and today I want to talk about something that's really cool with Windows PowerShell 5 classes, and that's the ability to add in methods. Now, interestingly enough, just like when I create a property in a Windows PowerShell 5 class, I don't use a property keyword. When I create a method, I don't use a method keyword either. So when you're just kind of doing a quick scan over your code, you may not know or realize that, hey, you know, I actually have a method here or I've got a property here. One of the things that's a dead giveaway, however, is that Windows PowerShell for sure knows if it's dealing with a property or a method. And so you can look at the color coding or the syntax highlighting, if you will, and it'll tell you if you've got a method or a property. So for instance, my properties here are in orange and my methods here are in purple. Now, we should know from working with Windows PowerShell that when I call a property in Windows PowerShell, I always have to use like the two little parentheses. And otherwise, what I wind up with is actually the syntax of that property. And that's when I'm working interactively, you know, and I'm typing stuff in. And I call a property from an object, or I call a method from an object. I forget to put in my parentheses, and boom, I wind up with the syntax for that actual method. This isn't an error. As a matter of fact, this is a feature of Windows PowerShell to show me how that I can actually call a method. So in this particular example here, I've kind of stripped down my car class that I talked about yesterday and the day before, and I got rid of the enums and I've kind of simplified it a little bit. So what we see are a few properties and I'm defining my two methods. So I specify the name of the method, which is here is called soundHorn. I use my two little parentheses that indicate that yes, it is in fact a method. And then of course, I need to add code for what that method is going to do. If I don't add code for what a method is going to do, then, well, dude, it isn't going to do anything, is it? So in this case, I'm going to sound a horn. And so I put it, this requires a script block. Script block is how I let PowerShell know that I've got code that I want it to execute. So I put my script block here. And in this case, I'm going to call a console beep. I've actually wrote a several Hey Scripting Guy blog articles where I talk about using the console beep. I, in fact, even like playing some songs and stuff with it. It's kind of cool, kind of weird. It's a good way to waste some time on a rainy afternoon if you don't have anything else to do. So I call the beep, and then I specify the frequency, here is 800, and then the duration, which is here, 900. Close it up, and that'll be a beep of a specified duration at a specified volume. So then the next method that I'm going to call is actually accelerate. Now, accelerate requires an input parameter, so I'm using $arg here, and I need to specify how fast I want my car to go. So keep it under 50. I have no error checking here. I'm multiplying it times 100. So you don't want to messing up or anything. So I start at 300, which is a fairly low tone. You can barely be able to hear it. And then as I accelerate through this range of numbers here, for each number, then I'm going to call a beep, which is the tone or the frequency that I've specified or created over here, and then a duration of 150, which is going to be pretty short. So I'm going to run my code that creates the class. And I'm just going to use the example that I used before. $A is equal to new object. Car. Should have just typed in car. There's too many things to try to accelerate past that. So $A dot accelerate. Notice that it comes over here, accelerate. Before I do that, let's just sell the horn. So sound horn. Doesn't require any input parameters, and so I press enter. I'm going to be quiet. You should hear a horn blow. Okay, it's kind of a small car because it's kind of a higher beep kind of thing. All right, so $A.accelerate, and now I'm going to specify. I said keep it under 50, so I will specify 50. I'm going to actually interrupt this because you'll get the idea after a little while. So here we go. Press enter. And you can hear it getting faster and faster. Tone gets higher, louder. Okay, I'm gonna pause it. All right, so you get the idea. So those are two methods that I've added to my car class, sound the horn and accelerate. Now, if I wanted to get more creative, I could play music by playing WAV files and all that junk, but I'm not gonna do that. You can, I've got code on the HeyScriptGuy blog where I actually talk about playing music, finding music files and all that. If you want to implement those methods in your car class, knock yourself out. So this is Ed Wilson. I'm the Microsoft Scripting Guy. And today I was talking about adding a couple of methods. One's a very simple method, another method that accepts an argument to the car class on Windows PowerShell 5 on Windows 10. Thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.